The far right has used religion to try and take away people's rights. This isn't about a war on religious freedom. It's standing up for women's rights or gay rights or civil rights. Joining me now is Frank Schaefer, a former evangelical turned progressive. Frank, what is this talk of the president's so-called war on religion really about? What are we really looking at here?
You're looking at a group of people who raise money for religious organizations and get votes for Republican Tea Party candidates by lying to the American people about our first African-American president, who they have hated in an unchristian, despicable, and vile manner since day one. So this is just the next thing. He wasn't born in America. He's Kenyan. He's not a real American. Oh, and by the way, he is against religious liberty. This war on women and the war on gay rights, which they're also launching, has two parts. One, to raise money for evangelical and Roman Catholic organizations. Two, to keep people fired up so they can win elections from people who would rather believe lies, knowing full well they are lies, than look at the humanity, compassion, and decency of an American president who cares about my wife, my daughter, my two granddaughters, and wants them to have access to contraceptives. What's shocking is not that these people lie about the president. The Supreme Court, that's supposed to be a serious organization, is now run by a bunch of GOP lackeys. And as anybody who's read my book, Why I'm an Atheist Who Believes in God, will know, these GOP lackeys are people I worked with as a young man as the sidekick to my evangelist father. I know them well. I used to fly around in Jerry Falwell's jet. And we came up with an idea, and that was, we'll use these social issues, these litmus test issues, so that people like the Koch brothers and the corporations and the people who hate the Democratic Party because they stand for working men and women can rile up and fire up and give red meat to these people again and again and again.